women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. Here we are again. You know, several months ago, my husband came into my office and he said, "Would you like to go to Northern Ireland?" And immediately I said, "I'd love to." Later, I wondered why I said yes so swiftly. I really did. Could it have been because we'd been to Northern Ireland before? Could it have been that I remembered that delightful place and wanted to see it again? Or could it be that it was because years ago, as a young Christian woman, I told my Heavenly Father that I'd go anywhere He wanted me to go? Well, I'm always a little wee bit apprehensive when I take a flight over an ocean, are you? This one to London, England, was not really long, only 6 or 7 hours. Then we were going to fly on to Ireland, Northern Ireland. I like to get my house in order before leaving the country. What if the plane crashed or fell into the pond? Have I left behind anyone unforgiven or out of fellowship with me? We can't always tell this, but at least our hearts should be right. So this time was no difference. This is a practice we should have every day of our lives. Sometimes others will not forgive us for our human failures and sins, even though God has. But we should have our hearts right before the Lord in spite of their inability to forgive. It is a terrible thing for a Christian to hold a grudge, isn't it? Several months ago, I heard someone say that forgiveness is a gift we give ourselves. Let me repeat that. Forgiveness is a gift we give ourselves. Some are too proud for such a gift. Our flight to Britain's Heathrow Airport and on to Ireland went without problems, at least when we were in the air, and that's good, of course. Our flight booking agent had no idea how big the London airport was, nor how far it was from one terminal to another. We certainly didn't. Therefore, we missed plane connections to and from Northern Ireland. I'll tell you, on our return journey to catch an airplane home was a nightmare. I was extremely stressed and tired trying to get from Heathrow's BMI Terminal Number 1 to British Airway Terminal Number 4. They were miles away from one another. Even in a wheelchair and with a special bus. Who knew? Certainly not the Christian booking agent. Even though we arrived 1 hour and 45 minutes from Belfast, Northern Ireland, to catch the USA-bound flight, we were about 2 minutes late for boarding the British Airway plane. Customs and getting our bags slowed us up. The flight officials at the tick counter proclaimed, "The doors are closed." They really were not. The plane was not to take off for 45 minutes or more. As far as I'm concerned, British Airways did not care. But that was their rule. You must check in 45 minutes before takeoff. But we were never told this, and there was not enough time. Dr. Waite and I arrived at the Belfast Northern Airline Airport on Tuesday, March 28, 2006. Sometime, their time. I hadn't slept a wink aboard the flight that night before. I just don't sleep well sitting up, do you? My husband caught a few minutes en route. But the first thing I noticed on our drive from the airport was the beautiful yellow shrub bushes that graced the sides of the highways. No one was with me seemed to know the name of those large bushes, but I was told they have a fragrance of coconuts. Later on side trips, we observed hawthorn hedges, not sure of the spelling, used for fences. We saw acres of them on our country drives where hundreds of grazing sheep set off the green landscape. It is said that the leprechauns live in those hedges. Of course, we don't believe in leprechauns. Soon after getting to the Fox home, Cheryl Fox, the missionary pastor's wife, served a chicken casserole and all the fixings for us. That was when we met Pastor Mark Bradfield and Pastor Stan. Sylvia was there, too, and maybe her son can't remember. I was so tired. That first evening after crossing the pond, there was the weekly midweek service on the Good News Baptist Church. Those Irish Christians meet in a rented hall nearby the Fox Home in Newtown Nards. That's N-E-W-T-O-W-N-N-A-R-D-S, Newtown Nards. This place is called the Glen Community Center. I wish you could hear how they sing. It was beautiful. The rented building is a boys' club hall, which is used every weeknight for the club activities. So the midweek service is on Tuesdays, the only night available besides Sunday. I just couldn't go. I knew if I did, I would be a mess all week. I had to lie down flat and rest. So Dr. Waite and the Foxes left me home. While I slept, my husband preached on the apostasy. I had not heard that sermon and was disappointed not to have had heard it then. It is supposed to be made on DVD videos. I wonder what it will look like as the man who videoed just set the camera and left. He said he got it all. Since we did not have a transformer for the 220 volts at that time, we will have to wait for the tape and video. Perhaps you are wondering how we came to meet missionary Alan Fox. It was thrilling for me to learn that it was the internet sermons, that brought this servant of God to our acquaintance. Like you, he has listened to the download scores of Pastor Waite's sermons, which are found on our webpage. Now listen to this. Go to BibleForToday.org. Let me say that again. Go to BibleForToday.org and click on the brown bar for live streaming. Let me say it again. Go to BibleForToday.org and click on the brown bar for live streaming. Last month, there were over 3,361 downloads of these messages. In a recent month, we had over 6,000 downloads. Now, these downloads do not count those hits from people who listen without downloading. The Bible for Today has 189,510 sermons to date on sermonaudio.com. That's 189,507. I've got it right, finally. I hope you listen in. Remember, you go to BibleForToday.org and click on the brown bar for live streaming. Right now, for my Just for Women radio program, we are featuring the Gospel of Judas of Gnosticism. Now, we did that last week. I hope you didn't miss it. Dr. Waite was the guest on that program. We put that on the internet, and we have hundreds of people listening to it. He filled us in on Gnosticism. We are getting this program in print for you. It is so important. Just ask. Send a gift to cover expenses and postage. Listen at the end for our address. As you know, the Gospel of Judas, as well as the Gospel of Mary, are two of the 14 Gnostic apocryphal books that we are hearing about. Just today, I heard a famous woman quoting Jesus from the Gospel of Thomas. All of this interest has been engendered by the notorious book, The Da Vinci Code. Get my book review on that awful book. Send an offering for postage if you can. Call us, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. You also would like Janet Moser's book, Gnosticism, The Doctrinal Foundation of the New Bible Versions. That's for a gift of $24 plus postage. This is a 221 copy machine, large page book, full of facts concerning Gnosticism. It is the most valuable tool today in this gospel Gnostic craze. Now, you wonder about Missionary Fox. Well, he's been in Northern Ireland for several years. I'm sorry, I can't remember exactly. I'm slipping. My husband thinks it was 12 years. Maybe it was, as their third daughter was born there, and she is now 10. Mrs. Fox is an example wife, the cook, the housekeeper, the home school teacher, the pastor's wife and friend to all. She whipped up sandwiches for evening church in no time, and she is always making tea for anyone and everyone with the aid of that wonderful electric tea kettle she uses. I should get one of those. I don't really know how she keeps up. Twice a week at least, three men eat at her house, either before or after house-to-house visitation and soul winning, two evenings a week. Her meals are not just little morsels. They are full-course man-filling meals. We had a full-course turkey dinner Sunday afternoon and an Ulster fry on Saturday night for a group of us, just to mention a few menus. The Foxes have three lovely daughters. I must say they are well-mannered and obedient. We were there 1 week and observed their behavior. I didn't see one teenage sulk while there. I know they can't be perfect, but they are runners-up in my book. As for me, I couldn't even behave perfectly for that 1 week.
Lydia, 15, is a pianist. I was happy to give her a few hymn-playing pointers. She caught on right away. Grace, 13 or 14, is their computer expert. Everyone calls her Grace when there is a computer need. She said her nickname should be Grace Come Here. Hannah is 10, tall for her age, and a delight she really is. Pastor Fox was called to preach as a young man of 17 and has been preaching ever since. For many years, he pastored a church, many churches, a couple churches in his home state in North Carolina. That way, though he didn't know it at the time, he was establishing a financial support base for his overseas ministry. When the Foxes first arrived in Northern Ireland, Pastor Fox previously, well, he pastored the previous established church, Bethel Baptist Church in Londonderry. You remember the Londonderry air, don't you? Bethel Baptist is situated out in the country and on a quaint Irish road surrounded by fields and sunshines. Sometime during Pastor Fox's early ministry in Londonderry, he led Mark Bradford. After his salvation, Mark had a thirst to learn more of the Word of God. Now, Mark is the present pastor of the Londonderry Church. He lives a stone's throw from the little church building, a building, by the way, where there is no stove or heat except electric space heaters when it is cold. Another Pastor Fox led to the Lord Jesus was Stan Cullen. After teaching him, Pastor Stan is beginning a Baptist church in Republic of Ireland across the border. He had his young children, but his wife was not feeling good. Saw her picture. She is a pretty, petite woman. Speaker at Bethel Baptist Church in Londonderry, where Mark Bradford pastors. There was a two-hour ride for us from Newtownsnards that evening. You've heard of the Londonderry air. I already asked you that, didn't I? I was told that it mostly rains in Londonderry and that depression is high in that area because of it. Prior to the evening service, Pastor Bradford entertained all of us for dinner in his home. He did a good job. It was a delicious meal. I was impressed with the fact that he warmed our plates first in the oven before serving us. He said no one should serve hot food on cold plates. Guess I've been doing this wrong all these years. Dr. Waite spoke that night on Fundamentalist Battle Bible Preservation. Fundamentalist Battle Bible Preservation. I videoed the message for you to see. Pastor Mark brought a busload of, there were many of them. Most were there without mother or father. I was told they came from broken homes. How very good they were, well behaved, even though the message was deep and detailed. Much of Dr. Waite's talk was based on his two recent books, Bob Jones' Universe for a Gift of $8, and Fundamentalist Deception on Bible Preservation, a critique of God's Word in our hands. The Bible preserved for us for a gift of $8, plus postage. So glad I could be with you. I'm under God's care. Are you?
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays, 10 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. The announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us for our next broadcast, heard twice weekly over this same station, and hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Divine Weight deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. Here we are again, and this time I'm talking to you about our trip to Northern Ireland. It was Lydia, there was Grace, and there was Hannah. They live in a place called Newtown Ards. I'm not sure. Newtown Ards. I guess that's better. And we were there April 7th to April 3rd, 2006, and we came home about April 3rd. When my husband preached at Londonderry there, and he preached on a combination of two books. Bob Jones University, Errors on Bible Preservation is the name of his book, A Critique of Bible Preservation and the Providence of God. It's very important. I've talked to you about this before. If you'd like that book, just ask me for it, and I'll send it to you free. I should have said that last time, but I was rushing, so. Then there's another book called Fundamentalist Deception on Bible Preservation, A Critique of God's Word in Our Hands, the Bible Preserved for Us. That's a book, A Critique of God's Word. So my husband writes a review, sort of a critique of that, and shows us how their view of Bible preservation is not really Bible preservation at all. I've talked about that to you. If you would like that, just call us, and I'll give it to you free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. And also, before I go on with our travelogue, so if you want to get on our webpage, go to BibleForToday.org. If you want to get our live streaming, which is very interesting, go to BibleForToday.org and click on the brown bar for live streaming. You can get my husband's messages there, and you can also click on a certain place, and you can get these pro for women. If you did not hear the one that I gave when I interviewed my husband on the Gospel of Judas and Gnosticism, that you can even download that if you want to. Now let's go back to, I believe, what did I call this update for? May, June 2006. Just tell us about our trip. You know, we were there once before, and that was familiar, but we were in a completely different area, and we didn't see, most everything we saw was new and different. Sometime during Pastor Fox's early ministry in Londonderry, he led Mark Bradford to the Lord. Remember I told you that? And Mark Bradford is now the pastor there in Londonderry. That was on a Wednesday night. So Sunday at Good News Baptist Church in Newtown Ards, I have a very hard time saying that word. Sunday was a delight with the Fox family and their Good News Baptist Church people. Dr. Wade spoke on why we use and defend the King James Bible. He spoke in the morning and the evening on the same subject. You can get that on tape if you want it. The people were interested in the Bible version issue there. There were several visitors, delightful people, with accents that I couldn't always understand, even though they were speaking English. First, let me tell you about David L. He leads the singing at the church. Lydia plays the keyboard and Grace the guitar. Remember, that those are the children, the daughters. How everyone sings, just beautifully. David and his wife Tracy and three children had us over to their house for dinner one night. Good eating. Now David and Lacey and another friend, Stuart, listen to our live church services on David's computer. He hears our 10 a.m. service at 3 in the afternoon over there. Sometimes he calls with hymn requests. It's fun. In fact, we tuned in, remember I told you what it was? It's you turn into BibleForToday.org and click on the brown bar, and on church times, which is 10 in the morning, if you don't come to our church here at 900 Park Avenue, which I wish you would attend in person, but if you can't, you can click on and you can hear us live. You can hear us live at 1:30 on Sundays and 8 o'clock on Thursday nights, but I wish you'd rather come in person. Then all through the week, there's review tapes that we've had before, so you see us all the time, and people write us and call us and tell us how much they enjoy my husband's teaching. My husband is a Bible teacher. He's not, I say, profound, although he really is profound. He's very simple in his teaching so that you can understand it. So we learned to love Stuart, whom Pastor Fox won to the Lord a couple years ago. When they first met Stuart was pastor's unsaved barber.
Now Stuart is his born-again barber. Barber, we saw his shop when walking down the street one day. This converted barber used to be in the French Foreign Legion. He told us all about his experiences in Africa. He studies his Bible diligently, is learning Greek from my husband and Hebrew from my husband. My husband has these tapes that you can learn Greek and Hebrew from, and it's a regular course, and goes weekly to church visitation with Pastor Fox and others. He uses our webpage often, and I think you really like our webpage. Remember, it's at BibleForToday.org. The beginning, you can put www, but you don't have to. Then there was Neil. He's one of the three who did church visitation with the missionary pastor. At the time we were there, he said that he had turned over his life to Jesus Christ. Jesus had made a difference. One Sunday, we met his mother at church, as well as two of his sisters. One was named Yvonne, like mine. We both admitted that we knew very few women with our name. I asked her if she was ever called Vonnie, and a soft look came on her face. That was a pet name my father called me sometimes, she whispered. Now, we went sightseeing. We went down to the Down County Museum. At $7 a gallon for gas, it was a sacrifice for Pastor Fox to take us sightseeing, I felt, driving for miles around and around the area. I enjoyed every gallon of it. Did you know that there was a 17.4% tax on what you buy there? That helps pay for their socialized medicine, doesn't it? You can't go to the doctors whenever. You have to make an advanced appointment. It is figured in the price of the item, that 17.4 tax. By the way, I was shocked to discover the United States dollar is not very valuable there. When I bought something for 5 British pounds, it was almost 10 American dollars. It used to be that when we traveled abroad, that our American dollar bought more than the similar currency of the country we were in, but no more. One day, we went to the local Christian bookstore. It was good to see 3 copies of my husband's book, Defending the King James Bible, on the shelf. That was fun to see. Do you have a copy? Order one from us. It's a gift of $12 plus $5 shipping and handling. Or better still, come here to our church at the Bible for Today Baptist Church at 900 Park Avenue, Collinsville, New Jersey, and pick up a copy. We are in the 9th printing for that book. Isn't that wonderful? One day, we went to Bangor to the Down County Museum. I'm having a hard time really remembering what the museum was like. I think that was where we saw a quilting and handcraft display and talked with 3 women doing beadwork at a table. One of the women's name was Jenny, and she reminded me of my grandmother, Jenny Castle Barker. Maybe it's spelled C-A-S-S-E-L-L-L. I always thought it was C-A-S-T-L-E, but I saw some writing in a book where Castle was spelled differently. They talked about the time of day at 2:30, for example, as 2:30. It reminded me of Grandma Barker. When asked the time, she'd tease and say to me, it was 2:30 kissing time and time to kiss again. Then she would kiss me. I've forgotten that dear saying until now. It was worth going to Northern Ireland to hear it again. I remember that my Aunt Norma told me that my great-grandfather, Jenny's father, was Irish. I'd never heard that before. So I felt a kinship with these women and others I met on the aisle. My mother had died, so I could not talk to her about it. We also saw Norsemen outfits. Evidently, brave men from the north sailed to Ireland, settled it, and left their footprints in the soil. That noon, we ate at a darling Irish restaurant in the museum with pretty tables and teapots. It was rather like a cafeteria, but much nicer. As we left that tea place, I saw a strange-looking round hut with a thatched roof outside the foyer. We did not have to go to investigate, but I think it was a replica of a monk's cell or living quarters from an early monastic site there at Bangor. Well, after that, we went to the Somme, S-O-M-M-E, I don't know if it's called Somme or Somme, Heritage Center. This was a museum to honor the World War I soldiers. It had been a long time since I thought about the war then, the World War I, since my own generation was involved with World War II. I was very moved by the exhibits at the Somme. We studied the war in our Ohio schools, I remember, but I'd forgotten so much. War is awful. Lying in those foxholes was like being in an open grave for those men. My parents lived through those days. My father-in-law was a young Navy man then. It was his experience aboard ship that proved to him he should get a college education and do something else with his life than being in the hold of a ship. What suffering these men went through to purchase our freedoms. One thing that really bothered me was the rat infestation that plagued the soldiers, dead or alive. In fact, guards had to watch over the wounded lest rats should devour them. War is awful. Well, it was strange for me to see the 16th Irish Division was made up of Catholics, and that the 36th Ulster Division was composed of Protestants. Everything in Northern Ireland, which is part of England, is divided by those two religious groups. The Republic of Ireland is in the south and is independent from Britain, but Northern Ireland is a part of Britain. There is much political division in that North country over their religious and political causes. I guess, to put it simply, the Catholics want to separate from the mother country, and the Protestants don't, or something like that. The Catholics live in special sections marked off by a certain color on the streets, and huge political paintings are seen on the sides of some of their houses. The same is true of the Protestants, only their curbs are a different color. From childhood, the two faiths are taught to hate one another. Pastor Fox says that Catholic people do not want to talk to the Protestants about Bible subjects, and vice versa. Well, when he and his men go house to house, people are biased against them. The Catholics don't want to hear about Jesus from a Protestant, and the Protestants fear lest he be a Catholic, or even worse, a follower of Ian Paisley. So immediately, when going to a door, Pastor Fox must declare he is neither Catholic or Protestant or part of Ian Paisley's church and his political organization. You know, Baptists are not Protestants. The missionary, this Baptist missionary, must forthrightly say, "I am a Baptist." As you may remember, the Baptists did not go through the Reformation and are not really Protestants. The Baptists never came out of the Catholic Church. Everyone does not realize that. Well, I must have to close soon, but I want to tell you about our lunch treat at Robert's Fish and Chips place. The chips are not potato chips, but remind me of large French fries that we have here in certain restaurants in the States. Then we motored down the peninsula to see the Dungally Lighthouse. That was a pleasant walk. I took pictures, felt the wind on my face, and put my coat hood up to protect me from the rain. I really did not mind the rain while in Northern Ireland at all, even though it came whenever. It was like a shower or a drip or a drizzle. Not the torrential rains that we experience while in Liberia, West Africa, or even in Florida. In fact, here in South Jersey, where we live, we have some heavy downpours that overwhelm our drains and flood our streets like rivers. Someone told me that the women of Ireland have beautiful complexions because of the rain. Come to think of it, everyone did look nice. It's time for me to go. I'm under God's care. Are you?
You've been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays, 10 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us for our next broadcast, heard twice weekly over the same station, and hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. I'm telling you about our trip to Northern Ireland and our visit with missionary Alan Fox and his wife and family. He lives in Newton Ards right there, and it's very interesting, and I'm telling you all about it. We were at his church. Remember I told you the first night that we went there, I was too tired, and my husband preached at Good News Baptist Church and talked about the apostasy. Then that was a Tuesday night. Then on a Wednesday night, he went to Londonderry. You know, you've heard of the Londonderry Air. Well, he went to Londonderry and spoke there on the answer to a couple books that he has written concerning preservation. Then on Sunday, he preached on defending the Word of God. Let's get back right to the reading. If you want a copy of this, it's from our Bible for Today update, and it's the May-June 2006 update. Just ask me for it. Now, did you know that four American presidents had ancestral homes in Ulster? Ulster is North Ireland. There's a big difference between Northern Ireland and Southern the Republic of Ireland. Those presidents were Andrew Jackson, Ulysses Grant, Chester Arthur, and Chester Woodrow Wilson. I didn't realize Woodrow Wilson's first name was Chester. My grandma Barker, whom I told you about before, her younger son, Norman, my uncle, his middle name was Chester. I wonder if that's an Irish name. Maybe it is. Well, what a beautiful ride we had getting to Grey Abbey. I want to tell you about that. It was a lovely day. Sometimes it rained and sometimes it didn't. It was just lovely. We saw beautiful homes of all sizes and ages, rolling farmlands, much cattle, and many sheep. It was just so nice. I love seeing the sheep. There's something very pastoral about that. Really, there is. Of course, the flowers of Northern Ireland are breathtaking. But I suppose all flowers are breathtaking. We came at a good time of the year, for the springtime daffodils were blooming everywhere in big bunches all over, as well as other early spring flowers like tulips and hyacinths. What a blessing. Made a mental note to myself to plant more daffodils next year. Little did we know when we drove up to the gate that Grey Abbey had not opened for the season. A man with a portly middle hanging over his belt was very kind. I could see him. It was a green shirt and it really emphasized his little fat belly. He must have been the caretaker. Pastor Fox told him we were from New Jersey, so that was a magic word, I suppose. And the man said we could have 10 minutes. He let us go in. How could we possibly see it all in 10 minutes? We tried. I had to run around like a chicken with its head off, taking pictures of huge and small stone architecture, not knowing what I was looking at all. Places where monks lived and worshipped and died. The abbey is a shell of itself. It is like a proud, lonely old woman, worn and weary, not completely with it, but still living. Rather sad. Mostly there were half-standing walls, brave pointed arches, weary falling stone partitions, and a beautiful green expanse of grass gracing the old abbey with new life. Trees framed the ruins, flowers dotted the grounds, and the sky was always there, smiling in sunshine or weeping in rain. There were no roofs for shelter. They were long gone. And it doesn't, as it does for you and me, life and times hits us like it hits Grey Abbey, as the years waxed and waned in the dark and in the light. How like us. I'm reminded of Romans 8:28 and Philippians 4:11. How much Christians are like these ancient ruins. I think of those old buildings, a shell of themselves, but still there for me to see. Old and lame, yet still consistent and standing in spite of stormy trials with more tribulations. That's the Abbey. I read one of the posted signs as I was rushing by. It explained that one of the King Henrys, I don't know which one, burned the buildings to the ground in some political rage of religious jealousy, I suppose. Yet, as I read the literature the portly man gave me, as well as the computer printout Grace handed me, I see nothing about any Henry. My written information says that there were military operations in the Elizabethan area that destroyed the monastery. I'm confused. This great abbey was founded in 1193 by Africa, the wife of John de Courcy, and the daughter of Godfred, King of Man. It was said to be erected in thanksgiving for a safe landing after a perilous sea journey. And I just wanted to mention their names, although you and I don't know them. Someday, as time goes on, if the Lord does not return, we will just be names in a history book, or maybe on a tombstone, or not even there, maybe lost in the memory of anyone. So I just wanted to mention about Africa. Nothing much is known of this abbey's history. It appears to have been invaded by Edward Bruce in 1325, and in 1572, Sir Brian O'Neill burnt the building lest they be fortified against him by the English. In 1607, the land was granted to the Montgomery family, and it has been theirs ever since. The abbey's Latin name means yoke of God. Somehow I have such sadness over this abbey. Well, from the first day we got there to Newtown Ards to Saturday, I had been looking forward to being a part of the Newtown Ards market on the square in front of the town hall, a stone's throw from the old cross. You wonder what the old cross is? Well, it's nothing to do with religion, except there is a cross on the top of it. The old cross was a small pointed roof brick structure in the middle of two meeting streets. Thus its name, the Old Cross. I was not disappointed. The town hall is impressive and landscaped with absolutely beautiful spring flowers. In fact, flowers were everywhere we drove. Guarding the square stood a bronze statue of Lieutenant Colonel Blair Paddy Mayne, M-A-Y-N-E. He was a war hero of World War I and lived from 1915 to 1955. Paddy is a nickname for Patrick, a nickname. There are scores of Patricks in the country, I was told. At the market, there were many booths from which we could buy most anything. Lydia, who was with us for the day, bought a purse for her mother. Remember, Lydia was the oldest daughter. She's about 15, Pastor Fox's oldest daughter. It had plenty of zippers, the purse did, in compartments. I was looking for something for our 12-year-old granddaughter that would be special for her. We learned about cheese, but I didn't think she'd like a hunk of cheese from Northern Ireland, so I chose something with her name on it. Then there was lunch at a dear place. They used beautiful glasses and tableware, cloth napkins, and real flowers at each table. I always think cloth napkins give an eating place class, don't you? So why do I use paper napkins? I knew the name of that tea room. I had quiche. They served potatoes with everything, sometimes two different kinds of potatoes at one meal. Of course, there were china teapots full of tea. Here in America, if we want a second cup, usually we have to ask for more hot water for tea from teapots that usually drip all over the table. Have you had that experience? By this time, I was wondering how he's going to make it through another museum. I really wanted to see the Transportation Museum section, but could I walk it? First, we saw the Ulster Folk and Transport Museum with all sorts of mammoth trains and cars and carts and bikes and more information than we can remember. I could never have made it without a wheelchair. Good thing my husband was up to pushing me around. I took many pictures of the Irish Railroad collection for our son-in-law, who is with CSX Railroads. I always think of him when I see trains. It was interesting to see how the early trains that were pulled by horses. We climbed into one old car that had various seats for the good and better and best classes of people. My, how transportation has changed in our day compared to then. Did you know that the Titanic was built right there in Northern Ireland? If you ever land at the airport in Northern Ireland, you'll see two huge cranes. One crane is named Goliath, and the other Samson. You will be seeing the cranes that were used to hoist the Titanic in the air, or do whatever shipbuilders do. I don't know. I'm not a shipbuilder. Those cranes are the largest cranes in the world. No wonder they dominate the skyline in that area. It is humorously said that it took 400 Irishmen to build the Titanic and one Englishman to sink it. In the museum, we read about the many posters and studied the display cases. How proud the people were to be on such a fabulous ship. The rich and famous had found their place in society when they boarded that ship. The truth was, they were condemned already. If someone had warned them about the soon danger and death, they would have scorned them. How sad that those in charge trusted in man's ability to keep them safe. Just a little bit more care and caution could have saved thousands of lives. You know, that is how it is with receiving Jesus Christ as personal Savior. The Bible warns that hell is pending unless one puts his life in Jesus' hands. People will not believe that the wages of sin is death. People will not believe that they were sinners. Christ died for them, you know. Lost souls without Christ are condemned already. People are too proud to accept that Jesus is the only way. Works cannot save their troubled souls. The thief on the cross had no time for good works. He had only to believe. What about you? Are you listening to the warnings? Well, we became homeward bound then. To get home to the USA, we had to wait hours and hours at Heathrow Airport on standby. Remember I told you that we missed our plane boarding time by 2 or 3 minutes, even though the plane did not leave for 45 more minutes? Finally, we made it on a plane heading for JFK Airport, not Philadelphia International, our original destination, which is a hop, skip, and jump from our house here in Collinsville, New Jersey. I sat by a man from Ukraine who could not speak any English. He had a dictionary computer thing, and I'd write English on it, and he'd find it in his language. Needless to say, I didn't converse much with him. I wrote the word Bible in it. That's the last time he tried to talk to me that way. I watched the C.S. Lewis story about Narnia, and the lion. To be honest with you, I couldn't make head nor tail of it. How people rave about it and find a Christian message in it is beyond me. I should have slept like my Ukrainian sea partner instead. I couldn't do too much of that. I did some. After landing, exhausted and tired, we rented a car and drove 2.5 hours home to Collinsville without anything but a quick airplane nap over the ocean, a small candy bar, and a couple ounces of water to keep us going. How good to see 900 Park Avenue again. Even the piles of mail waiting to be read was a welcome sight. I want to read you from the Bible now. I'm concerned about your soul. You may not be on the Titanic, but you're on something that's going to let you down, and you're going to die someday, maybe naturally and peaceful like my father, or maybe in a stroke series of strokes and confusion like my mother. Who knows? We don't know. We don't know how we're going to die nor the time of our death, but we know we're going to. Let me read familiar scriptures to you, and please listen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him, Jesus Christ, is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men and women love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. I'm under God's care. Are you?
Your date, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collinswood, New Jersey. These 10 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. on Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church or our Savior, please call us toll-free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us for our next broadcast, heard twice weekly over the same station, and hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.